Om Shanti. Today is the last day of 3 days silence retreat, and we are very fortunate to have with us our senior, respected Rajyogi brother Suraj Bhai Ji. We extend a hearty welcome to him. More than 45 years he has been in knowledge, and more than 40 years he has dedicated his life for the Baba's task. And many times in Murli it comes that yet no such children have emerged who can cook the food in Baba's remembrance. But the time will come that such children will emerge. And in 68, the Surya Bhai came, and he is the child who is fulfilling Baba's expectation. So he is the one who looks after the Baba's bhandara, the kitchen, in all the three complexes, and we get the Brahma Bhojan, because it is said, as is the food, so is the mind. So we are very fortunate that because of him, we get every day Brahma Bhojan, which helps us in connecting with Baba. And he keeps on traveling in India and abroad to give the Baba's message, not only to serve the non-BKs, but most of the times he is serving the Brahmin family, because he has very deep experiences of yoga. So his classes are mostly yoga-based. And he is the one whom the whole Brahmin family calls Yogiraj Surya, means the king of all yogis. And he is the one whom every day he receives number of calls to get the solution for their problems. I have seen even the physical doctors, physicians, they asked him, they wanted to take his advice to solve their physical problems. So we can imagine how much power he has gained through Baba's remembrance and whatever techniques Baba is teaching us. So he is the most experienced Yogiraj brother. So we once again welcome him and listen to him on the topic, how to enjoy meditation. Brother Surya.
Om Shanti. Hope you enjoy, Madhuvan. Happy? What do you want to experience tomorrow? God will come in front of us. We are most. Most word is also not appropriate word. We are very, very fortunate souls in the world. God comes down to teach us, to bless us, to give us everything. So we all Brahmins wants to enjoy his company. Keeping that in mind, I will share few things in front of you. One question is, how many of you want to become a great yogi? No, I want to see your hands. All ones. But are you ready to do everything that is required for this? Because I know all, not all you, but all cannot become yogi. Yogi life, it's such a tapasya, which requires renunciation, full dedication. So I would say, this is not question, make it the slogan of your life, to reach to the highest peak of spirituality. We must dedicate ourselves fully. full dedication is required in order to achieve the highest spiritual powers. And world will need yogi souls in future. Only yogi souls will become like rising sun. They will give light and might to the souls of this world. Suffering souls, sorrowful souls, tense souls, souls who will experience severe punishment. Because the period of destruction is also the period of Dharmaraj for punishment. So this world is going to pass through such a period when only cry, cry and cry everywhere will be listened. And we yogis will become their support, will become their doctors, will become the bestower of peace, happiness and the solution to their problems. So keep it in your mind. I always kept this in front of me and I teach this to my friends, yogi friends. But now get ready so that you can become very useful to the world, to the world. We have used everything for self so far, for our family, but now entire world will need our support, our cooperation. And for that, we have to make our vibrations so powerful, just as I gave the example that each yogi will become sun on this earth. His light, might will give them peace, happiness, relaxation, solution of the problems. Keep it in your mind. Would you like to get ready for such a great task in future? Nothing for self, everything for the world. We are just bestower. We will become the bestower. Wherever we go, wherever we will stand, light and might will spread out and will relax the mind of sorrowful souls, tense souls. For this, first requirement, just two things are required for this, power of purity, power of yoga. We have to make our purity into powers. Purity not just struggle, but enjoyment. It must become a big power for the world. I can say to you, pure energy is and will become healing energy for the world. Such time is coming. It's waiting for the great souls. It will be very dangerous time, but very great time, very good time too, but very dangerous in the sense you can imagine that in a city, suppose in a city of 1 million population, 5 lakhs are sick, but no medicine is available. Doctors are sitting in their hospital, but there is no medicine. This will be the situation. So none would do nothing. Nothing could be done at that time. And most of the person of this world will suffer from insomnia, sleeplessness. I used to say nowadays that half population of the world will not sleep at night. We will have to help them to sleep, get sleep. We will bless them, get sleep. We will give our vibrations to them, first of all, like a mom. What mom has to do? First, children, get sleep. She gives love, loveful touch of the hand, get sleep, sleep. So we are the ancestor. We will also become the mother and the father of the world. So we will have to help them get sleep. So for such great things, healing energy of purity will play most miraculous role on this earth. A yogi soul, a very pure soul, just will sit at a place, will vibrate purity, healing energy, and many human beings of this world will be benefited. Their high blood pressure will become normal. Their tension will be released. Such their fever will end just by spreading the healing vibrations. You must know, even in our hands, there are most healing energy in our hands. We can give to others that energy through our hands. Therefore, as Sister was saying, many people, specifically in India, believe that I am also a doctor. But I am not a doctor, but I am teaching a spiritual method and getting wonderful result. In such disease, where doctor sends up no disease, no solution, no medicine in the world, such disease that there is no medicine in the world, and they are cured in 21 days, in 2 months, in 3 months. Failed kidneys of a sister of 30 years became normal in 40 days practice, without any medicine, without any expense, just by using spiritual power. So we have to store spiritual power. We will become great yogi, lighthouse, might house. So I am just trying to inspire you, get ready for this. So renounce other waste things. Those who wish to become a great yogi, they must have no relationship with waste. Believe it, keep it in your mind. Waste is not my subject. Just as in Laukik study, a student of physics, chemistry will not study the books of history. We all know. Students of mathematics will not study the book of literature, Hindi or English. A student has to focus on one's own subject. Our subject is spirituality. We must focus on our subject. Waste thinking, waste talking, waste hearing, waste. These are not our subjects. Teach yourself this way. I want to reach on the highest peak of spirituality. Bap Saman. So that we can fulfill the desires of many human beings of this world at the end. And all souls then will accept that we are their gods and goddesses. And it will continue in bhakti. They will come to us and our statues only will fulfill their desires. Because now we fulfilled their desires. So we have to become very good yogi. You have listened many classes about yoga. important thing is practice, practice and practice. So in my mind is that I would share something in front of you, what you can do when you are in your own Laukik home and in job. Would you like it? And make an aim that I have to make my home a temple, a holy place. I don't know about your country, but in India, there are many holy places, many. Normally in every district, must be 500 holy places in India, where people go, get relaxed, enjoy 2-3 days. It's not picnic for them, but with good feeling they go there, that they will achieve something, they will get rid of their problems to go there. They will get rid of the effect of bodiless souls and they go there. Their happiness, their insomnia, sleeplessness, the disease of their children will end. So, I am inspiring to all, specifically to mothers, that you are responsible. Make your home into a holy place. Would you like this? What to do? I will keep few points in front of you. But strong aim that a person with full tension enter your home, sit down there for 10 minutes and automatically get relaxed, go back. A peaceless person come to your home, sit there, get relaxed, go back. Such good, beautiful, wonderful service your home will do in the future. So are you ready for this? One thing. One simple practice, it's a Hindi word and its English translation is not so proper. Gyan Surya. Have you heard this word? Gyan Surya. English translation, son of knowledge. But not this, son of everything. Virtues, purity, knowledge, might. So I am the master Gyan Surya. When we come into this feeling, I am Master Gyan Surya, Master Son of Knowledge, Son of Might. Then, what happens? Colorful rays from each part of our body, including soul, eyes, they spread out. And they bring a big change in the atmosphere of your home. So you have to do it 5 times every day. Now, program I want to keep in front of you, 5 times program every day. 5 timing. Fix, you have to fix 5 timing. It will take one minute only. It's not a big program. For 1 minute, you have to practice, I am Master Gyan Surya. From each part of my body, from soul, eyes, colorful vibrations are spreading in my home. So let us do it for a minute now. Red light karenge bhai. You have to feel that you are sitting in your home, Laukik home. My home is a great holy place. It is a place from where light and might will go to many souls of the world. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Gyan Surya. From me, colorful rays are spreading out in whole of my home. Thus I am lighthouse and might house. Om Shanti. So thus you are lighthouse, might house. Light and might spread out from you. Your home becomes full of these vibrations. Do it one minute and see the result. But make it your principle of life, discipline of life, that you have to do it once in the morning, any time, once before Murli class, whatever it is. Your routine there, once after Murli before going to your work, three, when you come back home, once at night, once before going to bed, such five times or any other time. If you are at your home, you can do there during day. Second practice, it's very good practice. Simple practice, we all have to invoke Bap Dada down. We have to invite him. Make him your supreme friend, your most beloved, and just invite him, Baba, come down. Now we will practice how to invite him. And then feel, visualize. That Baba is coming down, both, Bap Dada came down in my home. From Baba, from his subtle body, vibrations are spreading. My home is becoming full with those vibrations. Baba is moving everywhere in my home, giving drashti everywhere, in my kitchen, to my bed, to my almira, to my storeroom, everywhere, to my children. And then he put his hand of blessing on my head. Enjoy it for some time. So five time, we all have to invite Baba to our home. And we must believe that he will come down immediately. Will he come or not? He will come. He has given his words to us. Whenever you invoke me, I am bound to come down to you. He is ready all the time. We have to make use of this opportunity. In life, in job hours, any time, when you are in problem, when you have to face anything negative, anything, just call Baba, Baba, invite Baba, Baba, please come down. And Baba will come with you, and result will be wonderful. Suppose you have gone in the market. Some terrorist put a bomb there. And people started to cry, bomb, bomb, bomb. Run, run, run away, run away. You need not to run. You just invoke Baba. Baba, please come down. He will come down and you will see bomb will not blast unless you go very away from that place. It will be a miracle. So for good future, for bright future, for safe future. We must make it into our nature. Whenever any problem is there, Baba, come down. And he will come and we will experience his presence, his help. So now we will do what to do, red light way. Have the thought that Baba is my supreme friend. He is always ready to help with me. His entire power is for me. His entire peace and purity are for me. He loves me very much. He cares me very much. Go to Paramdham. Visualize Shiv Baba. Great light. Visualize him in such a form that his rays are spreading, are going in every part of Brahmand, of soul world. An entire soul world is shining with his light. Now give a loveful and hearty invitation to him. Oh my supreme friend. Oh my most beloved. Oh ocean of love. Almighty Father. I invite you. Please come down to me. On listening our invitation, Almighty began to come down. He is coming down, coming down. Came in subtle world. Enter the body of Sati Brahma Baba. Now both are coming down. This divine angel is descending on the earth. Came in my home. Babdada is standing in my home. His vibrations are spreading. My home is full with his vibrations. Baba started to take a round in my home. He is going in each room, giving drishti everywhere. No, he came to me. He's giving drashti. He put his hand on my head. And this experience, pure and powerful vibrations, on my head. Yes? Enjoy? So do it all the time. Many times in the day. But five times, fixed. Five timings, do in your home. To make your home a great holy place. A lighthouse and white house. Three powerful methods of yoga. You can enjoy them Amrit Vela or any other time. You know, yoga is the subject of practice. One must not believe that yoga is difficult. My mind is not stable. I cannot do yoga. It's very hard to sit in yoga. So 3 minutes. Oh, 10 minutes, 3 times. You have to practice powerful yoga. Or in the morning hours, you can do it. 10 minutes, mean half an hour. Very powerful yoga. Either between 4 to 5 or between 4 to 7. If you wake up at 4, do you like to wake up at 4? Or that is the time to enjoy sound sleep? What do you think? Sleep is also very sweet. Very sweet. We enjoy sleep. But better is to enjoy Baba at that time. One another point is coming up in my mind I want to share. Before that, nowadays, one critical situation is here, and through that critical situation, most of the souls of this world has to pass through. And that is, suppose, I give you one example. Suppose at a place there is a store of rubbish, garbage, dirty things, and municipality people come to take it. When they take it, so bad smell is spread everywhere. But when everything is cleansed, then good vibrations. So now is the time to purify the soul. So what is happening? All sins and vices stored in our unconscious mind. In psychological language, they are stored in sub-unconscious mind. So from unconscious mind, negative vibrations keep coming into our brain. Try to understand it. All the time, negative energy is coming from the unconscious mind to our brain. And in many cases, people are experiencing that their brain are blocked. One young engineer was coming yesterday with me from Delhi. He was asking me this question. He's working as IT, information technology, he's engineer there, from last 10 years. So he was asking that after this work of 10 years, now what do I experience? Memory lost. I cannot remember many things now. I was seeing just his face, this young man of 30 years only. He is losing his memory. Then I suggested him to take at least 2 days free from your job. Otherwise, all the time on phone too. Job. He came to Madhuban, phone were coming. Then I suggested him in, turn it off for 5 days. So he rang to his manager, now I will enjoy my holiday. I am turning my phone off now. Please don't contact to me. He was his senior, under his 20 IT engineers are working. So they keep asking. So this is a practical example. Negative energy, which is coming all the time from unconscious mind, it is causing blockage into our brain. We must be very careful about it. That we have to destroy or replace to this negative energy. And very good method is, what do you think? Not only yoga, but very good method is surrender everything to Baba. No, that is another factor. Practice of self-respect. So when you practice self-respect, one point, I am a great soul. So pure energy spread from you. You vibrate pure energy and they will destroy that bad energy. So to practice self-respect is a part of powerful yoga. Don't think that self-respect is not yoga. Powerful part of yoga. I am Master Almighty. When we are in such good feeling, very powerful vibrations, they just resist, stop, throw out to that negative energy. One thing, practice of self-respect. Second thing, keep it in your mind all the time that Baba is saying you, oh child, no effect. No effect, just these 2 words. No effect of anything. Someone is speaking you something wrong. Someone is insulting you. Someone is making negative comments to you. No effect. Make your mentality so powerful. Keep this thought in your mind. No effect. No effect means this is perfect. Perfection means when we are beyond the effect of anything. No effect. Would you like this word? No effect. Anything comes. No effect. I'm safe. Protected. Only Baba's hand is there on my head. Baba's vibrations are around me. No other vibrations can enter these vibrations. It makes powerful aura around me. It protects everything. It resists everything. Nothing can enter this aura. Specifically, if you want to make your aura very powerful, very big one, very big, practice again and again, I am Master Almighty. So keep it in your mind. I want to beware to all Brahmins this time now that this negative energy which is coming out from your unconscious mind, it must not become a big problem for you. Otherwise problems are coming from here only, not from outside. Our own negative energy is creating problems for us. So you can avoid it, you can destroy it, just with the power of self-respect. So give full importance to self-respect. I think always, I listen many things of psychologists of the world. I think that if these psychologists would have known something about self-respect, they would do wonder for the world. They would give wonderful teachings to the world. But no one knows about self-respect. They use this word self-esteem, but not so much they know about it. And we can use one another beautiful word, self-honor. It's our own honor we give to self. Nowhere there is self-respect, ego cannot dare to enter there. And where there is ego, self-respect will not come there. Both are opposite things. Self-respect destroys ego. Ego destroys self-respect. Both are enemies. So we have to practice self-respect and ego will finish automatically. I am a great soul. This self-respect will make us very humble, not egoistic, very humble. I am Master Almighty, it will make us very powerful and humble. I am supremely pure, it will make us egoless. So all points of self-respect are very useful for us. Now come to those three types of practice you have to do. To get full success in the subject of yoga, we have to use the power of mind, power of intellect. So keep it in your mind. When there are very elevated thoughts in our mind, then only we enjoy yoga. So we have to start our yoga with elevated thoughts. Intellect. Intellect, we can define intellect like this. Intellect is the power of wisdom. Intellect is the power of dharana. Dharana means inculcation. Intellect is third eye through which we can visualize Shiva Baba. We can visualize our future form. Through this third eye, we can know. Are you ready to listen? We can know our different parts throughout the cycle. We have taken 84 births. We can exactly know them, what they were, where I was in golden age, where I was in silver age, in copper age, in iron age, what were my hero acts there. What kind of soul I had been there. Through this power of third eye. And for that, we have to just cleanse it. Only one condition is there. Clean your intellect, and intellect will visualize everything. It will visualize entire cycle of 5,000 years. It will visualize subtle world very clearly. What Baba is doing now, we can understand it, we can see it. What is going on in Britain's parliament, we can see from here. This is such a wonderful gift to everyone. Soul has got this intellect, third eye, everyone has got it. But it has become full with rubbish, dirty things, unnecessary things. We had made it a dustbin. If you make it clean, see the wonder of this intellect. So in yoga, we have to use our intellect in the form of visualization. Visualization is very, very important factor of yoga. So, we are going to now enjoy three kinds of yoga. So, first 10 minutes. Now, you can make your own timings as per your lokic work, your lokic situations. Morning, afternoon, noon, evening, night. Before Murli, after Murli, you can choose your three timings. Or you can add with those five timings, if you have got time at that time. So just first thought. Keep this thought in your mind. I have to spread the vibrations of peace in this whole world. Keep this strong thought in your mind. Now, for 10 minutes, I will give powerful vibrations of peace to entire world. First thought, powerful thought. This one thought will end always thoughts. It will help us in good concentration. And then, just practice, I am a peaceful soul, or better word is, I am peace house. I am peace house. From each part of my body, sky colors rays, light blue. These are the vibrations of peace. We can give this color to peace, sky color, light blue. So such vibrations, such rays, are spreading from each part of my body. I am peace house. In soul world, Shiv Baba, ocean of peace. Visualize him for 10 seconds, for 30 seconds, or for 1 minute. As soon as you visualize him, you are connected to him, and his vibrations of peace then are coming down to you. So this will be a practice. I am peace house, Baba Ocean of Peace. His vibrations are coming to me, spreading to whole world. Now we will practice red light. So sit with this powerful thought. Now is the time for 2 minutes to give powerful vibrations of peace to many peaceless souls of this world. I am the bestower of peace. I am peace house. I feel that sky color space are going out from me. I'm peace house. In soul world, now visualize Baba, ocean of peace. His vibrations of peace, rays of peace are coming down to me. Om Shanti. Speak just loudly. Om Shanti. Some were sleeping. Now get ready again. So you got so much peace that you become fully peaceful. Again. Now, next 10 minutes that I have to give pure vibrations to the world, pure vibrations to nature. Everyone has to serve nature by giving pure vibrations to it. Nature is like our mother. It has sustained us for last 5,000 years. He gave us, you can see air. We can't see air. We don't understand the value of air, a normal thing. But suppose nature asks us that I will not give my air to you just for a minute. I have given you air for 5,000 years. Now I stop it for 2 minutes. What will happen? Everything will stop. So see the value of small, it's not a small thing, but air. We don't understand that nature is giving us life in this form, water, food, home, body. Everything we have achieved is given by nature. So now it's our turn to serve nature. So for 5 minutes, give vibrations of purity to the world, and for 5 minutes, give vibrations of purity to the nature. Pure vibrations is the real food, real energy, real strength of this nature. Nature has become empty now, no energy in it, very weak. Now, we have to empower it. So, 2 methods we will adopt. Same method for giving pure vibrations to world. First, I am an angel of purity. Pure vibrations are white vibrations, white colors. So, from me, white vibrations are spreading out. From my eyes, from my forehead, just white, pure vibrations are going out. One practice. In soul world, Baba, ocean of purity. See him. White energy is spreading from him. Entire soul world has become full of his pure energy. See in such a form. Visualize such wonderful form of Baba. Then, this pure energy is coming down to me, a fountain of pure energy on me. Feel, enjoy, fountain is spreading out. This is how to give pure vibrations to the world. Then, pure energy to nature. A very enjoyable practice this way. I am an angel of purity, but I am in the sky. Baba's pure energy is coming to me. From me it's spreading out air, fire and sky. Three elements are receiving these pure vibrations. First, give to these three. Air is becoming pure. You can see this way. I am in the sky, angel of purity. Air is coming, touch to me, become pure, flowing. Air is coming, touching me, become pure, flowing. You will enjoy it very much. My vibrations are spreading in whole sky. This way. Then, see globe in front of you. From the sky, see globe down. Do your hand like this and feel that from here, pure vibrations are going to the earth, to the globe. Then, see ocean. Water and water. From my forehead, pure vibrations are going to the waters. This way, five elements are getting pure energy. Then you can visualize one thing, that nine stars, nine planets, are standing in front of me in God's form, divine form. I am giving drashti to each one. So all nine planets are getting pure energy. And then talk to them. You are my good friend. You are my good friends. And you will find that in future, when nature will cause severe destruction on this earth, nature will protect you. Nature will provide everything to you. People won't have water to drink and you will have plenty water. Your tanki will be full. Your tank of water will become full all the time. You can bathe, you can clean your clothes, you can drink. And people will not have even one glass of water. So this is the service to nature. Nature will give return to it. And then in whole cycle, nature will give good body, healthy body, beautiful body to us. So let us do now this practice, red light way. And you will enjoy it very much. So first of all, have a thought. I have to give pure vibrations to many souls of this world, to the souls of all religions on this earth. I am an angel of purity. From each part of my body, white vibrations are spreading out. In soul world, Shiva Baba, ocean of purity, spreading pure energy, His pure energy is going to entire Brahmalok, soul world. Now this pure energy is coming down to me. A white fountain is coming to me. Now these pure vibrations are going to all souls of the world. I am an angel of purity in the sky. From Baba, pure vibrations are coming to me and spreading everywhere, air, fire and sky are receiving these pure vibrations. In front of me, there is a globe. From my hand, pure vibrations are going to this globe. There is a huge ocean of water from my forehead. Pure vibrations are going to this water. There are 9 stars in God's form in front of me. I am giving the state to everyone. Talk to them. You are my good friends. Behave me like your sweet good friend. Om. This is very good practice. Third practice, I am Master Almighty. I have to give the vibrations of might to the world. I am Master Almighty, full with all godly powers. Have this awareness, intoxication. Almighty is there in soul world. His vibrations of might are coming to me, is spreading in the world. You can repeat this thought too. Suppose, sometime, your yoga is not good, mind is running here and there, you have some problem in front of you. It happens everywhere in everyone's life. So in 10 minutes, you just repeat these thoughts. I am Master Almighty. Almighty is there. 4 or 5 seconds. His vibrations of might are coming down to me. Feel they are spreading in the world. Do it for a minute only. Then again, I am Master Almighty, full with all God's power. Baba is in soul world, He is Almighty. His vibrations of might are coming to me, is spreading everywhere. One minute. So then, mind will become stable. And you will enjoy your 10 minutes, simply, easily. This is the method. Tomorrow is the day of Baba. I would suggest you one thing, right from now. In every hour, at least 2 times, you have to enjoy one practice, and that is, I am most fortunate soul in the world, as tomorrow, God is coming down to meet me. Dance in this thought. Enjoy this thought. No one is as fortunate as I am. See, God is coming down to sustain me, to decorate me, to give His blessings to me, to give His love to me. This thought. And then, just visualize Shiva Baba that He is coming down. He is coming down, coming down, coming down. Came on over my head. His canopy of protection here. Almighty is here. You can enjoy it for 1-2 minutes every time. And again, I am most fortunate. Oh, Baba has opened the lock of my fortune. No one is like me on this earth. Because God Himself is coming to meet me. And again, visualize. Baba is coming down. Enjoy this visualization. Slowly and slowly, He is coming down, coming down. Came here. Sit under this canopy of protection. So right up to the 7 o'clock tomorrow, you have to enjoy this. You like this? Just one thought. Tomorrow, Silence Day, and you will have to do it. In Silence Day, you can do it 5 times every hour, 3 times every hour. But you have to enjoy it. Then you will experience that Baba will not come in evening 7 o'clock. Baba is with me. Already, you will enjoy right from the now. That He is in front of me. He has come down. And tomorrow specifically, when you wake up in the morning, your first vision in front of your eyes, see it, that Baba is giving His rays to me. He has done His hand like this, and from His hand, vibrations are coming down to me. Sometime in soul world, sometime from subtle world. First thought, first feeling in the morning. Now last thing, in order to enjoy your whole life, you can choose any 5 powerful thoughts for you. You can keep them changing every 5, after every 15 days. and just create them, enjoy them in the morning, in first 10 minutes. Wake up, first thought, Baba, good morning. Then, I'm most fortunate person in the world. Repeat it 5 times. You can note down. I'm giving you first five thoughts. Then you can make your own. Baba, I'm most fortunate person in the world. I'm most fortunate person in this world. With just open heart. And you will experience your fortune will bright, will become bright. It will shine like full moon in the sky. Second thought. I am very happy person. I am most happy person. Happiness is a blessing of God with me. I am most happy. I am very happy. Third thing. I am the richest in the world. I am most wealthy. I am richest in the world. Are you richest? Those who get spiritual treasure in life, treasure in life, money runs after them. You need not to run after wealth. Wealth will run after you. And you will say, no, I don't need you. It will come to you. It will come to you. Then fourth thought, my life is obstacle free. I am free from all obstacles. I am the destroyer of obstacles. My life has become free of obstacles, free from all problems. And fifth thought is, I am Master Almighty, the embodiment of all powers of Almighty. I am more powerful than all any problem of this world. I am Shiv Shakti. I am fearless. I am Master Almighty. I'm fearless. Sixth one also. Many thoughts we can have. 25. Success is my birthright. I have got the blessing of success from God. I'm a successful person. At every step, success will welcome me. Success will come to my feet. This thought. So it will open up everything in your life. Do it. 5-6 thoughts. Regularly for 21 days. And enjoy the miracles of these thoughts. Okay? Om Shanti.